You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
We did an interview. I asked a ton of questions. Really loved their vibe. Their cost structure was definitely higher than I originally anticipated.
Today, you're going to hear from a 2023 bride all about how she leaned into her genuine desire for good vibes, connection, and kindness when hiring her day of coordinator and photographer. It's a gem of a conversation that uncovers some surprising and really unexpected ways to approach finding your dream team of wedding vendors. And it's all coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast. Susan's Travel Services is so excited to partner with you to plan your honeymoon, destination wedding, or maybe even your bachelor or bachelorette party. Susan and her team have been planning dream vacations for 27 years, and they are truly the best in the business for start-to-finish planning services. Travel and new experiences are incredibly special to me, and Susan and her team have helped me plan some unforgettable vacations, including a bachelorette party in Cabo and a family anniversary celebration in Cancun. They meticulously researched the best all-inclusive options for us based on some very specific priorities. And the professional assistance in choosing location, resort, activities, and transportation was absolutely priceless. From all-inclusive resorts in Mexico and the Caribbean, overwater bungalows in the Maldives, or that African safari that you've always dreamed of, save yourself hours of research and guesswork and let Susan and her team find you the best options for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Reach out to Susan and her team today by emailing info@susanstravelservices.com. And be sure to let her know that I sent you and get $50 off your final booking or $200 off your destination wedding. Her email one more time is info@susanstravelservices.com. Why, hello there, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. Thank you, as always, for sharing your time with me, and I hope everything is going smooth with the wedding plans. This week and next week on the show, we're going to focus on the huge job of hiring your dream team of wedding vendors. Now, of course, this is an exciting milestone in the wedding planning process, but it can also be incredibly overwhelming and really intimidating. You might be asking yourselves, what roles are even necessary for us to hire? Where should we start in doing our research and gathering referrals? What questions should we even be asking? I've got an entire strategy call lined up to share with you on next week's episode, and it's full of the exact questions to ask, the exact research tips that you'll need to guide your search, and a whole list of checkpoints to ensure that you're getting the highest quality service for the absolute best value. On today's show, as a warm-up to next week, I'm sharing a conversation with a bride named Dee, who you met 2 weeks ago on the show, that was all about surprising ways to save money on your wedding decor. Yes, she is the gal who rented a U-Haul to repurpose all of her existing eclectic and beloved decor from her own home and haul it all up to the camp to share with all of her long wedding weekend guests. If you missed it, be sure to hop back to the show dated August 23rd of 2023 and have a listen. It was such a good conversation. And today, Dee is back to share how she leaned into her genuine desire for good vibes, connection, and kindness when hiring her day of coordinator and photographer. Dee has a heart of gold, and the takeaways from this short and sweet conversation are absolutely priceless.
Communication. Enjoy. Back and forth. One of the things that came up early on in our discussions was hiring a coordinator. Can you tell us a little bit about your initial findings and the questions that came up throughout that process?
Yeah, absolutely. So I definitely leveraged a lot of your educational material to prep myself for that. And just thinking about how much I wanted to DIY, and we really wanted to customize everything for our weekend, we knew it would take more help than just me. So I think having a day of coordinator was something we decided very early on. We didn't think we needed a full-on planner because I kind of enjoy having, you know, being the decision maker and looking through things, though it has been a lot of work for sure. And I give wedding planners a lot of credit for all the work that goes into it. But we reached out to a couple different planners that were recommended to us from friends who recently got married. Unfortunately, a lot of them were booked, even though it was almost a year in advance. Definitely run into that a lot with COVID, I think more so than we ever have before. And then ended up getting recommended by my sister for a local event planning company. And that's how we ran into them. And we did an interview. I asked a ton of questions and really loved their vibe. Their cost structure was definitely higher than I originally anticipated. And I know I had reached out to you on that. I also reached out to our officiant, who we've become very close with, and she's helped us a ton through the process as well. So she was able to give us some advice on how the quote looked and compared to other things that she had seen in the industry. And she's actually a coordinator as well for one of the large wedding venues around here in Connecticut. So her having that inside information and the local information, because obviously prices vary from region to region, she said to us, listen, this is actually a really good deal. Like, even though it's higher than you anticipated, I don't think you're going to see better pricing than this. And I know from experience that this organization is going to do a fantastic job for you. Like, I have no doubts at all that it'll be worth it. So hearing that confidence really helped us make the decision, pull the Band-Aid off and say, okay, this is an investment that we're willing to pay for because it really is going to make sure our priorities and our needs are met for that day.
That's going to really be the backbone of your day. So at the end, when everything settles, to invest a little bit more money than maybe you had hoped, I think that's going to pay off big time in the end. And I know it's hard to have a number in your head and then be confronted with a reality that doesn't quite match up with that. Have you been able to maybe cut some things out in order to make up that difference? Or how have you kind of approached that in terms of your overall budget?
Yeah, so I think it does take a lot of compromise and figuring out, you know, where we want to, you know, invest less. So photography is one area that we did a lot of research in. We interviewed a bunch of people, had a lot of great conversations. There was one local photographer who I completely fell in love with, but she's very experienced and her pricing was a little above what we could really afford. And, you know, she was such a sweetheart and we were able to be completely honest with each other. And she even offered, you know, to help us, you know, lower the cost. Unfortunately, it was still above our budget and, you know, definitely worthwhile. Whenever a photographer is that experienced and has that price for their package, you know, it totally makes sense. But we had some deep conversations and we said, all right, I think, you know, we met with this other photographer who was also absolutely fantastic. She's just starting out with her career in weddings specifically. She was focused on being a photographer for dance. Her photos were stunning. She works in collaboration with a videographer as part of her team. And he's also in the same boat. It's not his full-time gig, but he loves to do it as a side project. They really both enjoy working together and their pricing was phenomenal. You know, just being able to support a team who's up and coming, developing their portfolio, And talking to them, you know, really built our confidence, and we were able to save a lot of money, you know, to make up for that difference.
That's awesome. But it takes that extra willingness to ask the questions and have some maybe uncomfortable conversations. And pushback isn't the right word. That's way too aggressive. But there is a give and take when you're interviewing a vendor and when you're trying to decide what's going to work for you and what's going to work for them. It's a two-way conversation. And I think so many couples get stuck feeling like their hands are tied and it's either take it or leave it. And in most cases, especially if you're working with like a worthwhile good person vendor, there's always going to be room for that give and take. So I'm so happy that you shared that, because that is a priceless takeaway for anyone listening who, again, is feeling a little bit intimidated or maybe like their options are slim. There is always room for conversation and questions. And a lot of times you were mentioning your officiant kind of opened the door into that coordinator relationship. So as you have these conversations, no harm in asking questions. And I think most times you'll find that it opens up other opportunities that you would not have found otherwise.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I agree with you. I think leveraging, it's almost like you're building a team of people to help you as your little community with your wedding day. And you want to make sure that this team has the same values as you, is on the same page as you, and wants to work with you. And I feel like it is a give and take. And I come from a sales background, so it might be a little bit easier for me to have conversations that are negotiation based. But I think what it comes down to is just building human interaction and building connections with people. And people like to work with people they like. And if they like you and they want to work with you, they're going to likely try to find ways to work with you within their capacity. So, you know, with the example with the photographer, she was willing to offer us a discounted package to try to work with us because she really wanted to work with us. And I think that's a good thing to keep in mind too, is it can be stressful and you might be going into these conversations a little stressed out because you have to have a budget and you don't know these people and what they're capable of. But if you go into it with a kind heart, I think that people recognize that and it makes a big difference.
So true. So well said. All right, my friend, I hope you found this conversation as valuable as I did. And I hope it was a great warm up to our next week's show, which again is going to be all about the actual strategy of finding your perfect ideal team of wedding vendors. Don't miss it. I can't wait to share it with you. I'll be back here next week, same time, same place. Thousands of engaged couples have planned simple, meaningful, and affordable multi-day, multi-event wedding celebrations, and you can do it too with Wedding Weekend by Design. Wedding Weekend by Design is a digital wedding planning package specifically for couples who want to maximize their wedding celebration across multiple days and multiple events. Whether you're stuck in the initial thoughts of, I don't think we can pull that off with our time and budget phase, or you've already committed but you're finding yourselves in a tangled mess of half-made plans, finally, I have an incredibly straightforward 6-step framework to planning your multi-day wedding celebration from start to finish with absolutely zero guesswork. Visit weddingweekend.co to get started planning your dream celebration today. That website again is weddingweekend.co.